Hello, everybody. I want to just reflect on some on the book that I actually read a little while ago, and it's called Falling Upwards by Richard Rohr. And I really would recommend this. Very short. It's not a big book. It's a little book, but it really is a gem. In this book, Richard Rohr talks about the two halves of life. He says that in the first half of our lives, we start to create our identity. We start to create where we are in the world that we live in, socially and politically. We start to gain opinions and we start to interact with people. And for many people, that is how they live their lives. But more often than not, a crisis happens. Something actually happens that they lose something. They actually fall. There's a sense of just being out of control. And when this crisis happens, you start to reevaluate things. You start to look at life in a different way. I can relate to this because in my life, I feel as though I've had two halves. As a single mum with two children, bringing them up. And then my life changed, and I did see life differently. And that was the point where God entered my life, and I began to look at people differently, my life differently. I was more reflective. And I think if we give the opportunity to God to allow God's grace to immerse us when we're in our lowest points, we do come out changed. We come out different. And we just need to look at the Bible, in the many characters and personalities that really help our faith to develop. We think about Moses. He started out as a prince of Egypt and became God's leader who led the Hebrews out of Egypt. We think of Paul, was a Jew. And then through that Damascus Road experience, he began to reflect on his life and what it meant then to follow Jesus. We think of the disciples, all who had careers, fishermen, taxmen, but then their life was changed also. Something near enough always happens in our lives to enable us to pause and stop. But with God's grace, we don't fall down. We then start to fall up because we then start to build spiritually on what it means to be a child of God, what it means to be a disciple. We just need to look at Jesus at the lowest point when he was on the cross and was buried in the tomb. The darkness was shattered by that resurrected light. And so maybe my reflection for you today and this week is, can you recall a time maybe that your life was suddenly stopped through a crisis that caused you to just reflect on who you were and how your life has changed? The sadness is that many people in our congregations and many people who walk the earth don't really have the opportunity to stop and reflect. Each day is much the same. But actually, if we recognize God's grace within our lives, that God does forgive and that God does anoint us with love and bless us abundantly. And then if we allow that to seep into our very hearts and minds, we will be changed. We will be more caring and more attuned to God in the world we live in. I hope you have a good week, and I hope you can recognize when you fell upwards. God bless. Bye.